Unit 1. Lesson 1.
I don't know if every school is like mine, but in my high school, the students definitely form distinct groups. Each group has its own interests and style, even its own taste in music. Sometimes the groups interact with each other and become friends. In fact, lots of the students consider themselves to be part of more than one group. Still, though, different tribes exist. I guess the most stereotypical group is the jocks. They love sports like soccer, baseball, basketball, football, but they don't always have much interest in academic success. They're usually boys, and sometimes they can be quite arrogant. Of course, there are always exceptions, though. The jocks often hang out with the cheerleaders. These are usually girls whose job is to cheer and dance for the football games. They wear colorful uniforms and wave pom-poms in the air. As you might imagine, you need a pretty loud and energetic personality to do that job. The group which is probably the opposite of the jocks and the cheerleaders is the geeks. I don't mean geeks as in, oh look, they're reading a book at lunch. I mean geeks as in, they know how to program a computer or can recite the entire Star Wars script. My friend Steve is a geek. He's the kind of guy who is really surprised when he only gets 94% on a test. You also have the groups of students whose style is defined by their taste in music. Goths dress all in black, wear chokers and ripped black jeans, and they listen to emo bands. They often wear makeup, even the boys. Punks and goths sometimes hang out with another similar group of students who are called the artists. These are the artsy or musical people who do things like join drama, sing in choirs, play in the orchestra, join the photography club, and other similar activities. You get the idea. Artists are usually very relaxed people. And speaking of relaxed, let's not forget the group known as the skaters. These guys just like to listen to music and have fun on their skateboards. They often wear baggy clothes and baseball caps. Sometimes they get into trouble for skateboarding in the school corridors. Like I said, lots of students belong to more than one group. It's common for a skater to be a bit of a nerd, or for a cheerleader to be a bit of a punk. And other students prefer not to belong to any group. That's every student's choice as an individual. I think I'd say that there's a pretty good sense of harmony in the school overall.